This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along. And let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there. Great job, Felix and the gang. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. Way to go, Tom. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social, at Captain's America is the handle on all of those. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican Party Liberty Caucus over there in Manatee County, as well as host of the Military Matters Show, which I'm on every now and then. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. I'm feeling good after celebrating our independence for the 246th time. And I'll tell you what, notwithstanding efforts to the contrary, I am still holding on to being proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Uh-oh, a lot of puns there. All right, time to say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. All right. I got a caller on the line. I'm going to go over there and see what the caller would like. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Good morning, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Captain Tim, and I'm from Tampa.
Okay, what's up?
I just had a humorous story for you.
Okay.
Over the weekend. I thought you might get a giggle out of it. I went to the store, and a gentleman was having car problems, and I offered my help. And his batteries were dead. Said, I'll give you a jump. I'll take you to Advance Auto. I'll get you, a battery, whatever you need. And it's a Tesla.
I love it.
There's nothing I can do for you, dude.
Nope.
He couldn't even charge his phone.
Nope.
So, I called a tow truck for him. It's going to cost him $200 to get towed.
Sure.
To a charging station.
Sure. Yep.
I just thought it was hilarious.
It was, and thank you very much, Captain Tim, for the call. You take care now. All right.
Yeah, you sir. Hey, all right. Captain, if he had tried to charge that baby, he might have had it explode, and that is not the kind of explosion you would want to celebrate the 4th on.
Well, it's not to be unexpected because I've seen a lot of Teslas on the side of the road lately, and I know that they're not there because they're running A-OK.
Yeah.
Got to be because the battery died.
Yeah, but we're ready to put an end to fossil fuels today. No, if you listen to the Biden administration and supporters, 2 decades ago we're ready to end it because, hey, we can go all electric, baby. Right.
Yeah. All right, well, let's very quickly, because I want to mention a little bit about this. You saw the shooting of rampage in Highland Park, Illinois, right?
I did, yeah. I caught up with that at the day's end.
What did you think when you saw that cat being taken out of that car and arrested, when you saw what he was wearing?
Well, you know, we don't want to judge things by first appearance, but before I saw him wearing all black, which was stunning when he was arrested, you know, when we saw his picture when he was a person of interest before he became the suspect,
yep.
You looked at that, and I'm sorry, it jumped in my head. I said, this guy is not right.
Nope.
He is not mentally right. This
nope.
is not some crazy right-wing guy who's angry at the world because Trump lost or anything like that. It's far beyond. This guy is a mental deranged, and that's where the real problem lies, not
yep.
Where it's being portrayed to be now.
Yep. That is so true. He had that look in his eye. Like as if he was just totally out of it.
Yeah, even initial investigation is starting to bear this out. But this guy, is, once again, it's a case where if somebody had seen something, heard something, and done something, we might well have prevented what occurred yesterday. But instead, we leapfrog beyond that, and we want to cut and paste the left's response to every time something like this happens, and it's a... Take your guns. Take
well,
your
here's
guns.
Here's the problem. His social pattern on Facebook, of all things, and I did see the Facebook page. I don't know if they've taken it down or not, but I went and looked at it at 9 o'clock last night without doing a lot of super snooping. But just the stuff that I saw that was there and the stuff that I read about that was there that had been taken down told me that the guy should have been reported a long time ago.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought about that, about the surprise that you talked about it was still on Facebook, and I think maybe we've learned something. Sometimes there's a benefit to keeping the stuff of these crazy loons out there on social media because people can pick up on it and they can report things that otherwise we may not know.
Yes, sir, buddy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to talk a little shop. We're going to talk about Belarus. What the heck are they up to? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
I wasn't hungry till that played. Here we go again. There goes my appetite alarm. Anyway, this portion of the program, my conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and we're talking about the Moss Nissan stores that are up in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, 1954, also Nissan and Acura right here in Tampa on Florida Avenue, and the brand new coming soon, and I mean like real soon, coming soon, the brand new Moss Nissan store on State Route 50 in Brooksville, Florida. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, folks up there, you're going to see me there quite frequently when that store opens up. We're going to be up there doing a lot of different live stuff. Now, I will tell you that Moss Nissan is a family-owned business, and they are very good at what they do. I'll tell you what, they treat you the way they want to be treated themselves. And I've never, never had an issue with them over anything car-related, nothing at all, or anything in particular. But it all starts with Moss Care. They give you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And, of course, you can't beat the selection at Moss either, with over 400 new and pre-owned vehicles at any one time on hand. Clean trade-ins? Got them. Commanding a great resale value? Understatement of the year. Your car is worth more right now in trade than what you thought it was, or to sell it outright. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Now, remember, mossnissan.com, the website, MAUSnissan.com. Whatever it takes to be the best in the country. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Back to Colonel Wright, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, if you were around today, you'd be having lunch with me, but you'll be around Thursday when we do it down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe.
No, first Thursday of the month. Always look forward to it. And it's a great way to finish out Independence Week for me is to join you and a bunch of other great patriots there at Mixon's Fruit Farms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Belarus has got a bunch of troops merged on the border, including a bunch of tanks. What are they going to do?
You know, your guess is good as mine because we don't know for sure, but we do know that this is where the invasion began when Russia invaded Ukraine. And we know that that is the main route. We do know that that is a way where things are going rough in the rest of the Donbass region, that that's a way. I don't know that it means it's going to be expansion of the war, but I think clearly the Ukrainians and the Russians are getting prepared for what will be a phase beyond the war of attrition that we seem to have fallen into now. So we'll wait and see. I hate to prognosticate to say what that means, but I think it clearly means that stay tuned over the next couple of days because we're ready for a it's going to take a little bit different shade. We'll see where it goes.
Now, there was a casualty report reported yesterday by the Ukrainian military. They said that 36,000 Russians have been killed so far. Do you believe that number?
You know, the truth is always somewhere in between. Now, the in-between is usually closer to what the Ukrainians are saying because you're not going to hear any of that on Russian-sponsored media at all. And I don't know if that may be on a high end. It's the Ukrainians' advantage to make that a higher in a way, but they're kind of in between having to make sure that they don't paint as too good a picture because they need, in order to win this, they need continued support of NATO, the European Union, and the West. But at the same time, they can't, they've got to be able to tout some success. So I think that's probably not too far off the mark, even if it is on the high end.
Okay. And of course, the same report said that they'd lost 10,000 of their own Ukrainian troops.
Yeah, I think that's, hey, let's talk the reverse of that. I think that's a bit on the low end.
I believe so, too.
Yeah.
Based on everything that we've seen.
That's right.
Yeah, and the Russians, of course, they're not holding out any prisoners when they do this carpet bombing. They're carpet bombing all over the place.
That's right. And that's why it's hard to trust numbers because we just don't know. I mean, even with the very best intelligence, direct defense of people on the ground, we don't know. I mean, when you're doing mass burials of bodies and things like that, you've got people painting different pictures. You know, the historians aren't going to have the story straight with what's going on in Ukraine for years. And unfortunately, that's the case. So,
yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that's right. So with everything else that's going on, we got to kind of take a little bit of a look now over into the Persian Gulf because I'm surprised that some of this hasn't spilled over in that direction yet.
Yeah, none of it is done. You can't separate it all. We do here in the West because we get so myopic and focused on the flavor of the day and things like that. But I guarantee you the Chinese, the Russians, and the OPEC nations, Saudi Arabia, and certainly Iran, they don't lose sight of the bigger picture because they're much more long-sighted because, you know, they've had thousands and thousands of years to learn from history. And Americans, our history is pretty short, and we celebrated our independence yesterday, but we need to get a little bit smarter as Americans look beyond that because the stuff doesn't go away just because our media isn't covering the story. It's still going on, and it still has relevance to what we are paying attention to.
Now, here's something that I paid attention to. When I saw it, I went, whoa. The worst report yet has come out on the job performance of the Congress of the United States. It is down to 18%, and it's been over a decade since it's been down that low.
Yeah, of course, it hadn't been high in a long time. It, as an institution's Congress, you wouldn't know that listening to the hearings and things run by the Democrats, but it has been the least respected United States institution. In fact, less respected than the media. And boy, you got to work awful hard to be disliked by America to get a lower approval rating than the media.
Well, the president's down to 30%.
And there you go. And given that, he supposedly won with 81 million votes, that doesn't bid well. And, take a look at this. I just got to mention our home state, the free state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And apparently Gavin Newsom thinks that the route for him to win re-election in California and potentially to be touted as a Democratic presidential candidate to run against Biden in 2024 is to take on Governor Ron DeSantis. Isn't that crazy? And it's funny. I like the way that DeSantis spokesman came back. He says, Gavin Newsom might as well light a pile of cash on fire, Dave Abrams, the spokesman, said. He told Pass the Popcorn for his desperate attempt to win back the California refugees who fled the hellhole he created in his state to come to Florida. And that said it beautifully.
They couldn't say it better, but I'm going to add one to it. You've got to be out of your mind to be in California, and yes, I'm talking to you, California, and pay 60 cents of every dollar that you make to the state of California in some form of tax, and I haven't even mentioned the federal taxes yet.
Yeah, and his campaign ended at the end, so it touts, tries to tell how beautiful that is, and they try to talk about how expensive it is to live in Florida. It is, but notwithstanding the cost of living in Florida, guess what? People aren't slowing down. They're not slowing down coming here because they can be free and they got economic benefits beyond the cost of living, and they've got a place where they think they can escape other things. And Texas, too. I mean, the fastest growing states, of course, Texas and Florida. Florida's number two. There's a reason for that, why they're leaving New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California. Wake up, California, as you are. But your governor is still asleep at the wheel, obviously.
And we don't have tent cities on our sidewalks.
Well, of course, that's not the pictures he showed in his campaign ad, though, Captain.
I know, I saw it.
Why?
I saw it. All right, can you stick around for another segment?
I can, Captain.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police late Monday apprehended a person of interest at a 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Six people were killed and more than two dozen wounded. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III from Highland Park has been caught. Highland Park Police Chief Louis Jogman.
Ultimately, they were able to get the subject stopped at Wesley and 41 in Lake Forest. The subject was taken into custody without incident.
More than 30,000 residents in Sydney, Australia were told to evacuate their homes Monday due to life-threatening flooding. A strong storm on the southeast coast of Australia is the culprit. More than 1.6 feet of rain has poured over the eastern New South Wales during the last 48 hours. The American Consumer Satisfaction Index is reporting the fast food franchise Chick-fil-A was ranked as America's favorite restaurant for the eighth year in a row. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it every day, 7 days a week, regardless, and I've taken it for the last 8 years. Now, what it does for me is it works. Simple as that. It works. Relief Factor is part of the integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and swelling, and it also reduces the pain that I have in my left ankle, foot, and leg. Now, what's in it? Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because it will go right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army. And by the way, tell us for just a second here about the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus is a part of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, which is chartered under the National Republican Liberty Caucus, which has been around for more than 30 years. We just last year celebrated our 30-year anniversary. We are the conscious of the Republican Party. The county chartered organizations nationwide are not chartered or affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscious. Many of our members are members of the Republican Party Executive Committee and organizations like that here in the state of Florida and elsewhere. And we strive to make a difference by making sure that we hold true to our constitutional principles of constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, which are the core of the Republican Party platform. And not all Republicans running for office or holding office stay true to those principles, and the party has a hard time holding its own accountable. Well, that's why we're here.
And it's a good reason. Somebody has to watch them, right?
Amen, and that's our job, and we enlist others. We don't fight the party. We work within the party to do that, and we look for people to do that, and we look for coalition partners to help us do that, because it's always going to be principle over politics. And in America, the United States Constitution is our foundational principles, and you don't give up on those ever, regardless of party.
Now, the U.S.-Mexican border has now been officially declared the world's most deadliest land crossing.
That, you know, of all the things that have been called stunning statements in the news, that is one of those put in a category of stunning yet true. Mm-hmm. Because everything that's happened on our southern border has been stunning for a long, long time, but we just, America's been slow, and certainly the administration has been slow, and it still hasn't come to realization that it's stunning, because they're still saying some silly, goofy things, and they can't even link that to a national security issue, and anybody with half a brain knows that internationally, next to the China threat, our southern border, securing our borders, is the largest national security issue that we face, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing what's going on down on that border still. And, of course, they're being jerked around down there. Texas is about getting the supplies that they want to buy, which they were told they could do it, you know, buy it at wholesale price, whatever it was, the cost, just the government cost to get it out of the storage places and start filling out the wall, finishing the wall. But so far, nothing's been done.
Yeah, it could have been done already. I think if the President 45 hadn't been waylaid with the COVID that epidemic has created and led to the election of Biden, and of course even those that voted for him have remorse right there. But if he hadn't been waylaid, we could have paid more attention to the important issues of the nation, not just the administration but the nation. And we could have come a lot further ways like that. Many of the gales and problems that we talk about every morning, we'd be talking about other things that we need to attend to.
Have you been on a plane lately?
You know what? It's been a long time, but guess what? Next week I will get on a plane and fly across the country.
Well, I hope you have better luck than some of the other people, because there have been more flight cancellations in the first 6 months of this year than all of last year.
Trust me, I've been watching it very closely. I go on all the time. I'm supposed to get notifications, but so far my flights to and from are supposed to be solid, and I hope so, because I got a reason for wanting to be where I need to be with family up in the Northeast, and I got a reason to get back when I get back. So, yeah, I hope and pray that works out. The airlines I'm flying on has proven to be a little bit more loud, but it's had its fair share of cancellations on that, because oftentimes the busiest airport in the world, Atlanta, it goes through there.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Lieutenant Colonel, and good morning, Captain, once again. I find it somewhat funny or somewhat suspicious as to these shootings that you see, these mass shootings. It always seems to be at a conservative event. All that outside of Gavin Gifford, I believe, was a sacrifice of the Democrat Party to have what happened in that event with her. But you never see any sort of mass shootings at any gay pride or any abortion right to kill, murder innocent life. But it's always at a conservative event. Like as far as the this nut job from the left who went and shot up the baseball practice and this and that and the other in D.C. But you, like I say, you never see it happen on the left side. But I always kind of think it's like an MK Ultra, a mind distortion or a mind control type of shooter who has been indoctrinated, for lack of a better word, by the left and our government to go and do these things, so that they got some ammo to use against us conservatives to take our self-defense away, which is the right to own and bear firearms. But they just keep coming at it, time and time again, to try and fool the public, especially those their base, which I think.
Okay, let's let the colonel try to answer that. Yeah. Okay. All right, thanks, Mel. Okay, Colonel, I get where he's going with all this, but this young lad lived in that town.
Hey, Captain, in the absence of solid evidence, I'm not going to go down the road that the caller was yet. And you don't have to say that there's an organized conspiracy on the left to do this and do these things, because there's only part truth to that. But the fact is that the very far left are the anarchists,
yep.
The ones that what they do is they bear fruit through anarchy, which means is disorganization. There has always been crazy people out in the world. All you need is the right conditions to set them off, and you don't care where they create this anarchy, where they kill people. You don't have to say, hey, I'm going to control your mind and hypnotize you and make you go do it here. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is press these buttons for the folks that have always been crazy, and then that's what happens. So yeah, I'm not with them going down that road. We don't have to be. To know that something's not right in the state of Denmark right now, and that's the anarchist. Because that's what George Soros is. He's not a far-left Democrat. He's an anarchist, period.
Well, that's all true. And the other thing is that I can't quite get into the minds of these people like this young lad yesterday. All the signs were there. Again, did he show it to his family? Apparently not. But he was all over the Internet, and the signs were there. And nobody said anything to anybody. He wasn't, if I had have done what he did or you had have done, Facebook would have banned us 6 ways from Sunday. But they let him do it.
Yeah, in the end, it's not the government going to be solving this. It's other human beings. We're a society of human beings. Somebody should have picked up on that and done the right thing, and they failed to do it. Almost always the case.
You betcha. You see something, say something. That was one of those cases. All right, Colonel, I'll talk to you on Thursday, sir.
All right, Captain. See you then.
All right, that's Colonel, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And by the way, Thursday I'll be down in Bradenton, Mixon's Gross Head Cafe, for a lunch there. In the meantime, today I'll be up here at Mission Barbecue. Can't wait, can't wait. I'm getting hungry all the way, too, by the way. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And don't forget, at 12 noon at all of the Mission Barbecues, they play the national anthem, and that's when everybody stands up and puts their hand over their heart, or veterans salute the flag, their choice as to what they want to do and how they want to do it. And it's a very stoic moment at the Mission Barbecue every day at 12 noon. You're welcome to come aboard today where we're going to be at West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. But let's see, between the second and the third light. There you go. Right on the corner. Make a right turn and you're in the parking lot. Oh, and by the way, Thursday, as I said, I'll be down at Mission Barbecue, or I'm sorry, Mixon's Roadside Cafe down there in Bradenton. Great place to be. And I'm hoping to run over and say something to Dominic's while I'm down there that day. Hoping to run over and say howdy howdy to those guys and give them a little grief. They always need to have a little prodding along the way. But anyway, they are located, and they're great people, folks. Don't misunderstand me. They're great people. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They've been there for a number of years, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They know what they're doing. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by the store. Take a look at what they have. See? And then give them, set up an appointment. Have them come out and take a look at what you got, and they can help you out. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. For you people out of the area, yep, they'll mail you parts. 941-922-2345.
Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. 941-922-2345. That's the one, the only Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but Joe Biden is in so much trouble right now, along with the Congress. And I'm laughing to myself because his job approval rating, how can this be? Oh, he's so popular. Oh, I'm going to run. Oh, they love me. Oh, yeah, sure they do, Joe. Joe Biden's job approval rating is now underwater, wait for it, in 48 states. You heard me right. Joe Biden's job approval rating is now underwater in 48 states. Wow. Double wow, triple wow. And according to a Trafalgar poll, and yes, I like polls, the Trump-backed North Carolina Senate candidate, Mr. Budd, is in a tight race that could go either way. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. There's so much going on right now in the political realm of things. It's just hard to put your finger on any one thing. Now, obviously, it's the economy, stupid. The economy. And I don't know if you heard this, but we talked yesterday briefly about a grain ship. It was a Russian flag vessel that was stopped by the Turks and not allowed into the Black Sea. Well, now the Ukraine is in talks with Turkey and the UN on grain exports. They got a bunch of grain that needs to be loaded and sent somewhere. Could be Africa because of the world famine situation over there. But obviously there's places that need this grain to feed their people. People are starving because they have not got food, and this is one way to help them out. I have reason to believe that they'll probably be able to work something out, but it's not going to be easy. It never is, especially when you bring the UN into something. Now, Pelosi, the other day, entered into communion when she was in Italy, in the Vatican. And Pelosi's Vatican communion was meant to humiliate Catholics, and in particular the San Francisco bishop, the archbishop, who said that she wasn't going to be given communion anymore in her church there. And, of course, she made a big thing about how she was getting her communion over there. Well, Nancy, I got a great idea. If you want to be that religious, why don't you just stay there? Why don't you just stay there? Now, there's an idea, right, folks? That'd help us out. Oh, and Missouri State Representative Tricia Durgas resigned from the state legislature after she was convicted for a COVID fraud scheme. She bilked the government out of a bunch of money. And she got caught. She got charged and she got convicted. So she's gone. In addition, did anybody see the annual hot dog eating contest at Coney Island? Nathan's? Well, if you didn't, I'll give you three guesses who the champ is. Yes, it's Joey Chestnut. He chomped into it again. 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Good Lord. 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Well, Jeff Bezos and Joe Biden, are having a little tete-a-tete back and forth on Twitter. Bezos blasted Biden for his gas tweet, price tweet, about telling the gas stations to bring down prices. He called it misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of the process. Because the gas stations set their price where they're told to by their distributors that don't give them a lot of room to do much of anything. It's not like you go out there and you make 20 cents a gallon on gas or even 10 cents a gallon on gas for the most part. You're lucky if you make 2 cents a gallon on gas. And that seems to be a standard figure that we hear a lot. Now, we also hear something else, and that's the money going to the Ukraine. And we have another player in the game who hasn't made up their money or their mind yet, but the British Foreign Secretary is weighing, given the frozen Russian assets that Britain took, to the Ukraine. Wouldn't that be something? I don't know how much it is, but I'll bet it's in the hundreds of millions. We'll see. If it's more than that, then great. Less money we have to give, in my opinion. So we'll see how that works out. And, of course, today, another beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be up in the 90s again. If you're anywhere near the water, that's the place to be today. I went by what we call the Courtney Campbell Causeway here yesterday, came right down it, all the way from Clearwater. And it was like a weekend. With everybody that was over at the water, it was like a weekend. They were just everywhere down through there. The jet skis were everywhere. The people were everywhere. And probably today, I'm going to guess maybe sometime mid-morning. I don't think it'll be the afternoon, but then again, it might. They might want as much visibility as they can with this. You're going to see this cat who committed these heinous murders in Highland Park, Illinois, get arraigned. That's going to happen. And he's a real goofy-looking character. I mean, he looks like there's something wrong with him. It really does look like that. There's something really, really wrong with him. You tell me I'm wrong when you get a chance to see him. All right, I'll be back tomorrow with more. But in the meantime, I'll see you today over there at Mission Barbecue. Wes Waters. For lunch, 11:30 to 1:30, stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the camaraderie. We have some great people over there that are with us. And I will see you there. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.